This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With those rising bond yields that Bree was talking about, have come correspondingly higher mortgage rates. The 30-year fixed now averages more than 7%, the highest it's been in more than 20 years. And those higher borrowing costs are for sure adding to an already challenged housing market. We've told you about that. But when we talk about mortgage rates above 7% as we are, it is perhaps worth noting that we've seen this before. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino takes us back those 20 years to the last time mortgage rates were this high.
Things were different back in the early 2000s. I mean, sure, the low-rise jeans and platform shoes look horrifyingly similar, but mortgage rates, those hit different.
If you look at that time, sort of in the sixes was pretty normal, so seven was not a big deal at the time.
Economist Richard Green at the University of Southern California bought a house in the 90s at 8% interest and refinanced several years later at a low, low 6.5%.
Oh, I felt great about it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Because rates were still on the downswing from what had happened 20 years before that.
The shock in the 1980s was enormous.
Economist Eugene White at Rutgers University is talking about the Volcker shock, when Fed Chair Paul Volcker drastically hiked interest rates, sending mortgage rates to an all-time high of more than 18% in 1981.
And it took a long time for them to come down.
All of which is not to scoff at the very real challenges of today's housing market, says Jenny Schutz, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
People are having a hard time both on the price of the mortgage and on the price of the house. And that's a pretty unusual situation historically.
She says the previous era of low interest rates, coupled with a decade plus of sluggish new construction, have pushed housing prices higher much faster than incomes, bringing misery to many potential buyers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.